Buongiorno and warm greetings. I'm Giuseppe, your guide today. And for over 10 years, I've had the joy of revealing Venice's stories to curious travelers like you. I'm proud to represent Tour.com, your trusted travel partner, for personalized itineraries and further adventures in Italy or beyond. Be sure to visit Tour.com anytime. Remember, it is TOURRR.com. Welcome to Piazza San Marco, in front of one of Venice's most iconic landmarks, St. Mark's Bell Tower, affectionately called El Paron de Casa, the Master of the House, in Venetian dialect. Over the next 10 minutes, I'll share its rich history, stories, and why it still stands watching over Venice today. Let's start at the beginning. Construction began in the 9th century, on the foundations of an earlier watchtower, likely Roman in origin. By 1080, it had risen to only a third of today's height before the soil shifted beneath it, requiring reconstruction. The tower was repeatedly rebuilt and reshaped over centuries. Its primary functions were defensive and ceremonial: a lookout for approaching ships and a navigational beacon for sailors entering the lagoon. The tower also rang bells to regulate civic life, calling people to work, meetings, and marking public events. By the 12th century, a belfry and timber spire had been added, and in the 14th century, the spire was gilded to shine out to sea as a permanent beacon. The tower reached its final Renaissance form by 1513, thanks to architects Giorgio Spavento and Bartolomeo Bon. Look up. The square brick shaft, 12 meters wide and about 50 meters high, supports the white belfry with 4 arched openings on each face, housing 5 historic bells. Above rests the pyramidal spire topped by a gilded statue of the Archangel Gabriel, which catches the wind. Venetians say when Gabriel turns toward the basilica, it signals high tide. A remarkable moment in scientific history occurred here in 1609, when Galileo Galilei used this very tower to show his telescope to the Doge of Venice. Study from the top allowed him to share the wonders of the heavens. But the tower's resilience was tested. On July 14th, 1902, during the morning, the campanile collapsed completely, its weakened structure failing after centuries of wear. Fortunately, no lives were lost, aside from a caretaker's cat, and the basilica remained intact, thanks to the protective Pietra del Bando. Within hours, the Venetian council resolved to rebuild it, com'era, dov'era, as it was, where it was. Reconstruction began in 1903 and concluded in 1912. The tower stands today in almost the exact form it had in 1513 bells, each with historic civic roles. Marangona, calling carpenters and marking workday hours. Maleficio, announcing death sentences. Nona, ringing at noon. Trottiera, convening magistrates. Mezza Teresa, or Pregadi, summoning senators to the Great Council. They once dictated the rhythm of everyday life in the Serenissima. Modern visitors ascend via elevator, which was installed in 1962, making the tower accessible in under 30 seconds. From the top, you get sweeping panoramic views. Piazza San Marco, the Grand Canal, weaving through the city, and on clear days, the distant Dolomites beyond the lagoon. It's simply unforgettable. Just at the base is the elegant Loggetta, designed by Jacopo Sansovino between 1537 to 1549. This Renaissance porch was a gathering place for the nobility, guard sentries, and city officials, and housed the lottery that funded civic projects. Its facade is richly decorated with allegorical bronze figures representing justice and strength. Thank you for exploring St. Mark's Bell Tower with me, Giuseppe. I hope this story has heightened your appreciation for one of Venice's most enduring symbols. For more in-depth travel inspiration, tours, or guidance anywhere in Italy, visit tour.com, and I'd be honored to help plan your next journey. Grazie e buona visita. May your time in Venice be filled with wonder and memories that last a lifetime.